We're joined now in the studio by Dr. Deb Stroman, Keenan Flagler, business school professor, sports commentator, basketball star in her own right, and joined in the studio today as opposed to on the phone. So excited to have you here. How's it going?
Things are going great, but I was excited about that piece you did earlier with the kickball because actually kickball is my favorite
your sport. Yeah. Awesome. So what is it about kickball that you love?
I just think having great memories as a child
of
just kicking the ball
and running the bases
and getting people out. And it's the type of game where I think more so than baseball or softball, everybody can really play kickball.
Yeah, yeah. Baseball was definitely my sport, but yeah, kickball is like you get out there and if there's not a kickball game going, you're on the playground, you're climbing, you're swinging on the swings, but after a while that just gets boring. But kickball is always different every single time. I like it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, thinking about March Madness and Carolina being in Phoenix, I think the Tar Heels have a great opportunity to kick some folks around.
There you go.
So
nice.
I'm thinking two things, chemistry.
I was wondering how we were going to work back to
it. I got you.
You got it. All right.
Chemistry and determination. And first off, determination. We're talking about Joel Berry. Everything from his injury, his heart, his focus. And I've been saying this for months now that as Joel Berry goes, that's how the Tar Heels go. And he's proven that he wants to do anything possible to bring the Tar Heels back to the Final Four. And he did. Chemistry, I'm thinking about how everybody knows their role on this team now, and that's the ideal situation for a coach. In particular, we're talking about the Bees, Britt, and we're talking about Bradley. Now, obviously, we have other reserves that do their job, in particular Luke May, but Nate Britt really came into the season thinking that he would either start or get significant minutes. And he's learned, and the coaches have helped explain to him that your role is to be that starting point guard if necessary, but more often than not, just come in and do exactly what we need you to do. And he's done that without a complaint. Tony Bradley, wow, what an amazing big man. I think everybody's drooling, hoping that he'll stay all 4 years because his potential is ceiling is the roof. Okay.
The only thing, if Carolina wins the national championship, is we're going to be hearing that forever if that's the case.
Definitely
the
branded.
Only little downside.
We
got to
think
fine.
About
we
a way
it.
To commercialize it for WCHL.
I like what's the hashtag this year? I'm blanking on it. Let it ride, get it done.
I had it in my head
2 seconds ago. Anyway, never mind. Go ahead.
But chemistry and determination are key. The other thing that I found interesting this year is because, in fact, bear with me, Tar Heel Nation, but if we can find one positive this year in terms of the NCAA scandal or cloud, the positive is that it worked in favor for us in terms of one and dones.
Yeah.
Coach Williams has expressed how the recruiting has been more challenging, more so than other years, because of this cloud that's hanging over us and a lot of negative recruiting out there saying that, why do you want to go to Chapel Hill? There's a good chance banners will come down. You won't be in the playoffs. But in a sense, I think that that bonded the team more, and it made other folks consider, I'm going to stay here for another year and another year. So now you have a situation where you have seniors, you have veterans who are leading your team versus teams that have that one and done philosophy, which we know Coach K has adopted and Coach Calipari at Kentucky. Yep. So it's actually a win for us.
Yeah, and it works occasionally for the Dukes and the Kentuckys. You had that one championship for Duke, you had that one championship for Kentucky, but more often than not, get into it, by the way, was the phrase that I was trying to think of
earlier. Get into it.
Hashtag get into it. I don't know why I blanked on it. But more often than not, it's the teams with the seniors. It's the teams with the juniors, the seniors, the teams that have been here before, the veterans who have seen it. They're older. They're less likely to make those rookie mistakes. That's who ends up really stepping up in the national championship games. And we saw that last year with Carolina and Villanova, both of which were veteran teams who just came into that title game. Both of them played great, just an incredible game on both sides. Obviously, the ending could have gone the other way, but what a great game that was, and it's because you had those veterans stepping up at the end.
And the other thing that's challenging with the one-and-dones, granted, they may get you a championship or a conference championship, the thought is what does it do for the culture on your campus? And so now you have very prestigious schools, and I'll just speak to Duke since they're our neighbor. And now you have people saying, well, these young men only went to Duke for a semester.
Yeah.
And all they did was, you know, take some classes, and then they were just there to play basketball. Now, how do you match that with that strong academic brand? And so now Duke is being associated with schools that, again, very good schools. But when you talk about an elite school and then you put them in the conversation with, you know, a Kentucky, I'm sure people who are alums kind of, that's not a good conversation to have.
Yeah. Speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman again, Kenan Flagler Business School. And that's also a question of recruiting, too, because John Calipari, like, notably, obviously, vocally, and notoriously, famously or infamously, depending on what you think about the one-and-done model, has just embraced it 100% and said, my job is to take these kids, train them for a year, get them to the NBA. That's my job, and that's what I'm going to do. Coach K is sort of right behind him as far as going out and recruiting the one-and-dones. Roy Williams really hasn't been doing that. I think the last, and correct me if I'm wrong because I might be missing one, but the last player who came to Carolina who we thought was a one and done was Harrison Barnes, right? And that was many years ago at this point. He stayed for two.
Well, there's no doubt you would want to have one and dones come to your university and play if you can get them. But it's another matter as to how much recruiting effort you're going to put into it to have them. Now, we all know that Brandon Ingram wanted to come here. He wanted to go to Duke. And for whatever reason, my lips are sealed as to why he chose Duke. But the point is, you think about the chemistry and how that makes the other players feel. Everybody's on pins and needles as to whether or not they'll stay or go. A lot of predicting going on. And then you're thinking about players who are 4 and 5 stars who might not be a one and done, but certainly you know has NBA potential, whether or not they'll stay or go because of that one and done you're waiting on. There's just a lot that really circles around. It's like a cloud over your program trying to figure out what your one and done is going to do and how that's going to affect future recruiting.
Yeah, and the fact that we're not a one and done school makes it possible for us to say, hey, I know we've got two more games this year, but how great is next year going to be? Luke Mays is going to be back. Tony Bradley, almost certainly. Man, if we can get Justin Jackson and Joel Berry back for one more year. I also love the fact that this is such a complete team that we got 8 minutes into this conversation before either one of us said the name Justin Jackson. Like, how awesome is that for Carolina as a team, and how many of them can come back next year and be even better?
And that's the difference between North Carolina and a lot of other teams out there. Mm-hmm. Why that brand is universal, why people have so high expectations of the Tar Heels, because year after year, they're always in the picture. You can never say that UNC is not going to be a top-tier team in the ACC. And when you're a top-tier team in the ACC, then you have a good chance to win the national championship.
Yep.
And that is the beauty of being in the Tar Heel Nation. It's very, very special. We should not take it for granted.
I love watching Joel Berry here in this championship. Like, the guts that he displayed in that game against Kentucky, to go out with a sprained ankle after having sprained the other ankle and re-injuring this first ankle, and then coming back and putting in 33 minutes and gutting it out at the end and putting in key. Talking about it afterwards, what it reminded me of, three things that it reminded me of. One is Willis Reed. You got to go all the way back to the Knicks and what year was that, 1970-71. I wasn't born. I read about it on the internet.
All right.
But Michael Jordan coming out with the flu and playing that championship game in the NBA, and Mateen Cleaves for Michigan State in 2000, who came back completely injured and didn't contribute all that much in the championship game, but he was out there leading the rest of his team to victory, and that was the difference, and that was so much of the difference in the Kentucky game, too.
I'm very, very impressed with your knowledge.
I may have grown up in East Lansing, so Mateen Cleaves is still kind of a thing, yeah.
And we can't forget Michael Jordan with the flu.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'm excited about it. I think Oregon... great talent, and if they play like they played against Kansas, that's scary for the Tar Heels.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, because they're an inconsistent team and they've lost their big man, even though they're playing over their heads, so to speak, our front line should be able to take care of that game. South Carolina, I do believe that they're going to have the deer in the headlights, because this is their first time. There are so many distractions. They're not used to this. And then I think Gonzaga will be the challenge. There's a reason why they're predicted to win it all. 538 still has them, I think, at a 42% chance of winning it all. So Gonzaga and Carolina will be a great championship. I think that North Carolina does not lose back-to-back national championship games.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping the Heels can pull it out. But Gonzaga is impressive. They've got the talent and they have the experience. They are used to winning in March Madness. Now, Final Four, no, but they're used to winning big games.
Yep. That's going to be exciting. So you're calling Carolina to win it all?
I am.
And all right. Are you going to be on Franklin Street if we do end up winning?
Well, you know, I want to be there, but it's kind of weird when your students are running by and saying, Dr. Sherman. But I'm hoping we're caught up in the moment, you know, and I'll put on a ball cap and run out there. But I think I'm going to be on Franklin Street if we win.
That's awesome.
Are you going to be there?
I'm hoping so. We're going to be, we were live on Franklin Street last year for the pregame show. And I think now that we've got this awesome new space at University Place, I think we're going to be doing, assuming we make the championship on Monday, I think we'll do a lot of pregame stuff right here. But I have walked from here up the hill downtown. It's only about a half an hour. So, you know, in that hour between our pregame ending and the game actually tipping off, I can make it there and not have to worry about parking anywhere. So that actually would be logistically possible. I might do it.
Well, the only thing I'm asking that if we don't win the national championship, that we continue to be great supporters and be thankful for these amazing young men, 17, 22 years old, who are providing such a great joy for us each and every year. I was thinking about the pressure that they have on them to keep us entertained, mm-hmm. But also expected to be very good students as well. So we owe a lot to Coach Williams, his staff, everybody in the program, and certainly the young men on the court. So let's support the Heels one way or another.
Yep. And regardless of what happens in the next few days, what a great year this has been for Carolina, even up to now.
Yes. Yep. One of Coach Williams' best years ever.
Yep. Deb Stroman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is 4:18. And by the way, tune in this weekend for If You Only Knew. Dr. Stroman hosts that every weekend here on WCHL. Who's the guest this week?
It will be Reggie Hinton, an amazing young leader at Carolina. A lot of times we look at professional sports, college sport personalities, but how about someone who's doing it right here on the ground? He is leading our campus rec program, and he provides so many opportunities and ways for us to stay fit and happy.